You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Earlier in the week, we took a look at the insolvency or the technical insolvency that was facing the likes of Celsi, the post office, as well as MultiChoice. And there has been some developments in the media as well around companies going into liquidation as well. And I thought it might be worthwhile to take a look at the differences between these things and try and understand them if we can a little bit better. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Eric Levenstein, who is the head of insolvency and business rescue practice at Worksman's Attorneys. He also sits as the current chairperson of the South African Restructuring and Insolvency Practitioners Association, SARIPA. Good evening, Dr. Levenstein. Lovely to speak to you as always. Let's start with an overview of these three distinct business situations: insolvency, business rescue, and liquidation. High level, what are they in each respect, and how are they different?
So, Jimmy, when you talk about a company that is trading in insolvent circumstances, it would be a situation where the board of directors can't pay their debts as and when they fall due. They might need to get outside assistance, either from restructuring professionals or attorneys, to come along and assist them in respect of what their options look like. So obviously, directors become very nervous when they are trading their companies in those positions, because one cannot incur credit knowing you cannot pay that credit back. And that's when they would probably engage lawyers, individuals like myself, to give them advice as to what are the options. Sometimes we see insolvent companies, in fact, going through an informal restructuring process where they would approach their creditors, try and get them to see reason, maybe give them a moratorium on debt, maybe enter into proposals on repayment of that debt. And if that is not something that is open to the company and particularly to the creditors, then you are facing either a business rescue or liquidation. And business rescue really is a process that would allow an independent business rescue practitioner to come along, take a look under the protection of a moratorium on claims. In other words, no one can pursue the company once it's in business rescue, and try and file a plan which would assist creditors in being paid out, something better than liquidation. And then thirdly, liquidation is the end game for the company. Company would be placed into liquidation. Liquidator would be appointed, and he or she would sell assets off at best, trying to get the best possible dividend for creditors. So those are the three options I think directors would face in the current corporate environment in South Africa.
It sounds like one process leads into the other, which then leads into the final one. And along the way, you can do various things to try and get the business back on the right track. Dr. Levenstein, when we look at something like insolvency, we've seen a very significant increase in the number of institutions that have gone into technical insolvency. I think of just this week, the likes of the Post Office, we know, is technically insolvent, MultiChoice, Celsi, as well as the South African Broadcasting Corporation, the SABC. How do organizations find themselves in those positions, depending on the size of the organization, of course, as well as perhaps some of the sectors that they might operate in, or some sectors tougher than others to work in? I'm trying to see if there might be a pattern that we can establish here at all.
Yeah, well, I think we must be careful when we talk about companies maybe pushing out results that might not be where they should be, as opposed to generalizing in the sense that they are in liquidation or going through some formal process. I think, for example, the South African Post Office was in liquidation. It's now in business rescue and is continuing to be in a rescue process. But Jimmy, just looking at the statistics recently pushed out by Statistics South Africa, in the period January to August 2024, just over 1,000 companies went into liquidation. Now, that's a staggering number. And particularly where you have a situation that you're looking at the highest number being in the financing, insurance, real estate, business services sector, as followed by trade, catering and accommodation, and thereafter manufacturing. So that's a large number of companies closing their doors and basically shutting up shop. Now, all of those companies would have workers, employees that would be out of jobs, and obviously adding to our numbers on unemployment in South Africa. So what concerns me is a lot of those companies, if they had got in early enough and maybe consulted professionals on considering processes like business rescue, where if you get in early enough, maybe there's something left to rescue, maybe you can file a plan, maybe creditors will vote in favor of that plan, and where the company can see its way to living another day and basically entering the economy again on a solvent position after having compromised its debts through a business rescue process. So I think it really is about optionality and on the part of directors understanding what their options are. And they can only really understand that having a real knowledge of the Companies Act and what the various three processes we spoke about a little bit earlier, what is their impact, who can assist them in making those decisions.
Dr. Levenstein, you touched on directors going into these processes and deciding which of the process might be most appropriate for the business. Is it possible for a director to decide to put a company into liquidation without having followed sort of what we'd call due process as opposed to try and save the company? I mean, as a simple example, Jimmy has a business, there is a creditor within the business, and Jimmy decides as director, I no longer want to run this business. Can I simply just get up and file for liquidation? Is it that simple?
Well, there's two aspects to it. One is if a company is trading in insolvent circumstances, not being able to pay its debt to creditors in terms of its normal payment terms. So, for example, if you have to pay your creditors 30 days, 60 days, 120 days, and you cannot meet those obligations, then directors have a duty and an obligation in order to avert personal liability to consider seriously either business rescue or liquidation. Now, to file for liquidation is not as complex as people think. You file a resolution in the company's office. You've got to obviously file the correct paperwork and the company would be in liquidation and the master of the High Court would appoint a liquidator. Might appoint one liquidator, you might appoint joint liquidators. So, yes, the insolvency scenario, let's say the insolvency option, obviously leaves creditors in a situation where they're not going to get paid. But that is an unfortunate part of companies where they are facing the wall and where they are facing severe financial distress. Of course, if the company is not as far along as being insolvent and where there is still something left to rescue, then you're looking at the predecessor to liquidation, and that's business rescue. So it's about understanding how far down the distress curve you are. And yes, creditors in rescue might get a better deal than they'd get in liquidation, but it really does depend on whether the company is in fact insolvent or just maybe financially distressed, and where business rescue could in fact be an option.
Dr. Levenstein, in the event that the company's financials do look in a healthy state and we just want to wind up the business for whatever other reasons might exist, is that a liquidation kind of process, or is that something where we would look at that completely differently?
So in a situation where a company wants to close down, it might have assets which can be realized at best, and in fact creditors are going to be paid in full. And maybe there's a situation where shareholders, in fact, also get paid out in full, then a company can go through that process informally. There's no need to file for liquidation and basically pay those creditors out, pay those shareholders out, and then apply to dissolve the company or deregister the company at the company's office. We do see that happening from time to time. It obviously must be a situation where a director can file in the company's office a statement which says clearly that it has no longer any creditors and therefore it can be deregistered or dissolved as a company. We don't see that happening that often. Often it's much easier to place it in the hands of a liquidator who can do his job in terms of the Insolvency Act and deal with creditors on behalf of directors.
There you have it, folks. Things you need to know around the insolvency, business rescue, and liquidation processes. There's lots to consider, and obviously as a business, you have to make the right decisions in line with what is known as your fiduciary duty. We'll leave it at that, Dr. Levenstein. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Dr. Eric Levenstein of Worksman's Attorneys joining me to take a look at insolvency, business rescue, as well as liquidation.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.